The legend of the peace pipe, as told by Chief False Crow of the Oglala Lakota Nation. Today I want to speak to you about the peace pipe. This is how it happens. The Lakota of Oglalas, as they were camping, a young man and his cousin went to the hills. They were hungry, so the two cousins went out scouting. And as they were sitting on top of the hill, they saw something moving, coming towards them. They saw a beautiful Indian maiden. She had a red dress and a red shawl and red leggings. And she wore quilt moccasins. She had a bundle on her back. And she was the most beautiful Indian maiden the two cousins had ever seen. She told them that she was not of this world, but was from heaven. This Indian maiden was very pretty. One man said, "Cousin, cousin, this maiden is very pretty, and I want to marry her." The other said, "Don't do that." He warned his cousin not to marry her, but the pretty maiden overheard what this warrior said. She came up to him and said, "I will marry you, and so your wish will come true." The maiden made signs to the one that wanted to marry her, so he approached her. The beautiful maiden caused the cloud to envelop them, and when the mist cleared away, only a skeleton remained, with all types of snakes devouring his flesh and moving in all directions. Before this all happened, there were no snakes of any kind in our country. And ever since then, all kinds of snakes remain on this earth. She told the other hunter to go tell the people and tell the man named Standing Buffalo Walking that I want to see him and I want the people to have a place prepared for my coming. The teepee entrance must face towards the west. Sage must be used for the people to sit on. She told him that there is something going wrong among the people. That is why I am bringing this holy peace pipe. The new teepee was prepared in the middle of the camp, facing the west with a sage inside to sit on. All the cousins assembled inside the teepee, getting ready. Just then, one of them looked out and saw the beautiful maiden coming across the camp and came and stood in front of the teepee. She then walked into the teepee and placed the holy pipe. She faced the council assembled, turned and said, "Standing Buffalo Walking, I brought you this holy pipe and this message. Use it in your prayers. I want you to pray as often as you can when you are in need." And with these words, she handed the holy pipe to the chief and said, "Standing Buffalo Walking, praying always with this pipe will give you courage and wisdom. Use this holy pipe. It will help you and your people for a better life and understanding in the future to come." To this day, the holy pipe still remains with the Lakota people. All the people stood watching as she was leaving. She was gone very far. When a cloud engulfed her, and when the mist cleared away, and before the eyes of all the councilmen, she was rolled over and over in her place. There then appeared a white buffalo calf, the symbol of abundance and goodwill to all mankind. Up to this day, the Oglala Lakota people obey and honor the holy pipe. Sun Dance. This is about the spiritual dance, or the so-called sun dance of the Lakota people. It is an annual ceremony of the Lakota people. In 1929, Chief Spotted Crow, who has been conducting the sun dance ceremonies, invited me to help him. I was very young. I accepted, and to this day I am still conducting the sun dance, our religious ceremonies. I am a very old man. I am now 87 years old, but I was never seriously sick in my lifetime. I know, I believe, that through my faith and belief in my sacred pipe, I have been given good life. I will pray the Four Winds prayer before I go on. My grandfather to the west, the Buffalo people, look at me. To the north, the Elk people, look at me. To the east, the Blacktail people, look at me. And to the south, the Owl people, look at me. Grandfather God, have mercy and watch over me. Grandfather God and my grandmother Earth, all good things come from you, and you have given us unseen powers. Today I pray that you will listen to me in my prayers as you have always shown your mercy upon me. You are a woman, a mother, a loving mother, who never denies her love to me. I know you will hear my voice this day, for you have always answered my prayers, and you have always shown your mercy upon me. You have always answered those who pray for help and mercy. As I stood before you with my relatives, show us the mercy as always. Fulfill my prayers, my God, my grandfather, have mercy. The true meaning of love and the making of relatives is a symbol of love. God, our grandfather, has shown his love to Mother Earth. To you, white race, when you came into my country, I have shown you our love to all living things. I have given you land and all the blessings that goes with it. Show me your gratitude and help me and my people. All the things you have today does not come from your country. Everything you have today is mine. I have given you bear robes, buffalo robes, meat, corn, squash, everything I have. I have shown you how to survive in my country. Therefore, my brother, white race, in return today I need your help as we are blood brothers. Lift up your head and look around you. I have shown you pretty things. I have shown you everything. This great country in which I have shown you to survive was given to me by the Great Spirit. I took care of this country and have never bothered any other people in their country. The Great Spirit God gave me everything that you, the white race, are destroying. You are destroying my country. We were made blood brothers, but you will not go over my head, for I am the landlord of my country, by the power and the will of it. Fasting and praying on Bear Butte, I want to speak about a sacred hill, which we Indians used in our fasting and praying. I have stood at the highest point on this butte and prayed for 4 days and nights without the necessities of life. During 1959, I was up on Bear Butte fasting on the east side of the butte. I was inside of the cave without food and water. I received my guidance and vision by the Great Spirit. While I was there, I did everything that I was told to do. I entered into the cave through a granite wall. As I stood there, everything I wanted to know was given to me. As I was standing there, I suddenly remembered that I have a wife and children back home. I asked the Great Spirit to release me from this experience. The wall was open, and I walked out. The Great Spirit let me go. I went home. Therefore, my beloved people and friends, this does not mean that I am a holy man or higher than anyone else. I consider myself as a poor man. I am a peaceful man. As the days pass by, I humble myself among the people to do the best I can to help my people. A few days later, I went to Washington, D.C., and went inside the President's Port's office and sat down to pray. My people and friends, today I come in peace to the President's office with prayer and to make a short speech. After all this was done, I felt very good. Thank you all, and may the Great Spirit guide you all in the special way. Horse dance. Today we are having fun. When I was a young boy with a man named Poor Thunder, we all joined in the so-called horse dance. They drove some wild horses in the corral. After that, they burned some medicine and they looked towards us. We went in the corral and caught the wild horses. The color of the horses are black, red, yellow, and white. We rode the wild horses out of the corral. A man named Come First, and the singers were ready and start singing while we ride the horses. The horses start dancing, and we were very happy and having fun. The spirit of the thundering that comes from the sky and stopped was having lots of fun too. Now I am going to sing this song. They are coming and dancing. They are coming and dancing. There is a black horse coming and dancing. Look at it. They are coming and dancing. They are coming and dancing. There is a red horse coming and dancing. Look at it. They are coming and dancing. They are coming and dancing. There is a yellow horse coming and dancing. Look at it. They are coming and dancing. They are coming and dancing. There is a white horse coming and dancing, coming and dancing. Look at it. They are coming and dancing. They are coming and dancing. Because people are coming and dancing, they are coming and dancing. Look at it. Therefore, my people and friends, I just want to tell you that when I was a boy, I was afraid of these things. And now I went and thought, and I am very happy and laughing with my wife and people. We live among Malakota people, and sometimes we are happy and laughing. Today, my people and friends, I am happy because my friends come to visit me and my wife. They give us nice things, food, clothing, and are visiting and laughing. I want you to hear these songs, my friends and my Lakota people. This will be all. I am Eagle Bear, better known as Frank Bullscrow. Today I am going to sing my favorite song. Listen. It's me, it's me, it's me. God said that. God hears me. It's me, it's me. God said that. I pray and God hears me. Therefore, my people, you pray to God. Even if you pray in the iron house or under the earth, it's the same as if you pray in the open. God hears you and sees you. And now I hate to say it, but I am getting old. The things I have is a secret. I have to be letting out. This, you know, suffer among the people. Today I have my people. Now remember, if you pray in the house, it's just like you pray in the open. God sees you and hears you. Pray always with a peace pipe. Today I say this to you. Message to youth, to you, my grandchildren, my niece and my nephews, please listen. I was the only child that my father and my mother have. At a very early age, my father and my mother taught me the true meaning of love and life. I love my father and my mother, and I respected their teaching. I have a little farm, a few horses, chickens, and geese. It has given me and my wife something to do. Of course, we are getting old, but we eat good and sleep well. There is something that I don't like, and that is what I hate, drugs and liquor on the reservation. My children, you must have respect toward your father and your mother and their teachings. Today there is no respect toward their parents. When a child drinks, they are lacking the gift of God to honor and obey. Fighting, killing, and misunderstanding are the results of drinking. My people, I would like to stop this drinking in my reservation. Today I am hoping that our new president will listen to the Indian people. The people who have children live in fear because the children get drunk and chase their parents away from their homes. I want to stop this drinking in my reservation. That way our small children will be taught in schools. This way we want to live a good life, and also they will obey their father and mother, and we will be on the right way of living. I pray to the Great Spirit, children, listen today. I have spoken to you again. This is all I have to say. I am Eagle Bear. Children, I am 87 years old. I was never arrested. I was never in jail. My wife and I live in the Indian reservation among my people, where we have our home and live happy. But there is much drinking going on now. It gave me a heartbreak looking around. You never have anything in your pockets. Never think of tomorrow, that maybe something is going to happen. I want to say this. This is all I have to say. Therefore, I want to give you a very friendly handshake to you, my people, to those that hear this. My name is Eagle Bear, better known as Chief Foolscrow. I was standing at the top of Bear Butte for 4 days and 4 nights and heard someone say, "It's all right." But remember these words you will tell to the people. Song. People look very good. I am coming back from above. Tell the others that you will live. People look very good. I am coming back from above. Tell the others that you will live. People look at me very good. My hands are holy. Somebody tells me, and now it is true. Therefore, my people, remember the peace pipe. Sunrise to sunset, pray. Only God is possible and loveness. Only God is possible and loveness. Today I am visiting my friends and laughing and singing. I will soon be going back to the earth. I am now 87 years old. I am having fun. And I remember God singing, laughing, and happy. Tell the others to be happy and pray always. To President Carter, to the President, today I was at my home and my friend came from Denver. I was so happy to see him. We were visiting and laughing. Therefore, I am going to talk. A few things. First, to the President, lift up your face and listen, and do what I am going to say. Look around you. When you first came to this land, you have nothing. So I give you meat, squash, grass, corn, and tobacco. And you gave me nothing. It seems like you care about these things that come from the earth, but you think of some way to kill me. You make me unhappy. Looking back over the years, some, my people were very happy. We were happy with our white people friends, men, women. We were laughing with our brother. And now, life seemed very different. Therefore, I am very unhappy. On my reservation, I want this liquor to stop. When you came to this land, I gave you many good things. And here you gave me many bad things, like guns, liquor, and the bad things you teach me, which I don't use and I never will. The Lakota people, we know God. We pray every morning and evening. You see it and know it. I believe in God. You think I have nothing, but my people were very happy laughing and very happy to see each other with the white friends. We were laughing and shaking hands. Then you brought liquor and bad things. And our marshals, FBI, come. Something went wrong. I am unhappy. I don't like it. Therefore, you are a president, and I am a chief of my people. Therefore, throw away the bad things, and let's be friends, brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts. I am going to say that I am happy, laughing again. And our children will grow and be happy. I want all of you to be happy again. And now the older people, men, women are old. And they look around and pray to God. I am telling you this because I want you to let your ear listen to what I am going to say. Maybe you don't hear or listen. Right now in our own land, things that you have from us, I want you to give it back to us. That way my people are going to be happy in the future to come. As our children will grow from sun up to sundown, we will be happy and laughing again. Today, lift up your head and think. That is all I have to say. My name is Eagle Bear. Frank Fool's Crow. That's me.